as we had a thought this morning, it would be this. What can we do? What can we do? When God laid this message upon our heart, we began to think about many Christians that we know and are acquainted with. Many, no doubt, are actually on spiritual life support. Some are just existing, going through the motions, day in and day out. God laid this thought upon our heart just a short time ago. What can we do? Now this message today, dear friends, is for the blood-bought believer. Dear friends, if you're here today and you're lost, you can be a blood-bought believer. Yeah. But if the Lord would speak to your heart today, which I believe without a doubt He will, my prayer is that He asks you, what can you do? Turn with us today, dear friends, to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter number 3. Lord willing, this morning we have one verse of Scripture from the book of Proverbs, chapter number 3. In verse 27, the Word of God tells us, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. Read this one more time. Take it in. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. I begin to look at this passage of Scripture, and the Holy Spirit begin to remind us of Solomon, written 1,000 years before the birth of Christ. We find here that God's man began to pen this verse for a unique and a special purpose. I believe, dear friend, that the Holy Spirit would have us to take this verse and apply it to our lives in a transforming way. You might say, why, Brother Lynn? It's because so many in our world today are hurt and they're spiritually undone. And I believe, dear friend, that it is God's will, it is His desire that we utilize the blessing that He's bestowed upon us to use them in a great and a glorious way to bring the Lord God Almighty glory. And as I begin to look at this passage of Scripture, the Holy Spirit began to remind me of what it is that we can do and what it is we should be doing. If we look around our world today, we can see need after need after need. And many people today believe in the lie of Satan himself, says there's nothing that I can do. I came today on the authority of God's word. The Bible says in Romans 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can do. I thought about this passage much in the past few days, and I thought about how that God has enriched us and blessed us in endless ways. For the Bible says here, withhold not good from them to whom it is due. If God has blessed you and He's provided for you, it's God's will that we share the bounty with those that's around us. You might say, Brother Lynn, what can I do? I can today, dear friends, that you will surrender to what it is that the Lord would have you to do. I don't have to tell you, but the Holy Ghost will do it for you. I believe, dear friend, has a desire to lead us and to guide us and to direct us. Well, you see, dear friends, the needs are many and the needs are great. You say to the Lord, are you talking about the lost and the backslidden? Oh, yes, but more so, we're talking about the blood-bought believer that's laid his or her cross down and have not done what it is that God would have them to do. I believe, dear friends, it's the Lord's will, it's the Lord's desire that we minister and we disciple and that we do what God would have us to do on behalf of those who are without. You see, dear friends, when you see a small child like this one today step up, it blesses your heart. It blesses your heart. You say, Brother, how does it bless one's heart? It's done by obedience. It's done by being willing to do what it is that God would have them to do. I tell you, dear friends, if we would act on behalf of the Holy Spirit, you can rest assured, dear friends, that God will use us to be a blessing to others. Amen. I thought about those that have been a blessing to me. I thought about those that God had used mightily in my life and in my ministry. I thought about how that the Holy Spirit laid this sermon title upon our heart. Oh, what can we do? I tell you, dear friends, you and I can do a great deal through the power of God. But the sad part today is that many are doing nothing. Yet they're blessed in countless ways. I thought about what Jesus said there in Matthew chapter 10. There he began to reveal something that blessed my heart. For you see, Jesus began to expound to those that was following him. There in Matthew chapter 10, he sent out the 12 and instructed them to go forth. What was he going forth to do? To be utilized by God in a world that was full of need. And then we began to focus keenly there on chapter 11 of the book of Matthew, as Jesus was discipling, as Jesus was encouraging, as Jesus was using. The Word of God says there in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 11, there in verse 42, the Bible says, whosoever shall give to drink to one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of the disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. I thought about that. Something as simple as that cup of cold water showed the world around you of the reward that you have. Now praise God in your life. People says, I have not. When the Word of God teaches me, we have not because we ask not. I thought about how that God had a desire not only to bless, how that God had a desire not only to use, how that God had a desire to transform. When you look at Matthew chapter 10 and chapter 11, you will see there that Jesus is working in and throughout the lives of his followers. For the same Jesus that blessed them is the same Jesus that desires to bless you and enable you to be a blessing to others. What can we do? What can we do? We all can do something. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm not a preacher, I'm not a teacher, I'm not a singer. Well, praise be to God. You may not be those things, but I believe that you're a prayer. I believe that many Barnabases are being called up today to be encouraged. I believe that God is designed for us to be willing to give forth that cup of cold water in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and show the world around you that your reward is good, it's glorious, and praise God, it's great. I'm thankful for what I have, and I appreciate. And I thought as I was looking here at this passage of Scripture, people say, well, how can I help? How can I do? I tell you today, dear friends, if one will humble themselves before the throne of grace and put their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ, he will use them and bless them in tremendous ways. The Bible tells us in the Gospel of Mark, in Mark 14, in verse 7, and Jesus said, for ye have the poor with you always, and whatsoever ye do many may do them good. He said this for you to know today, dear friends, that they're the hungry, they're the needy, they're the downtrodden, and it's the instructions from the Lord Jesus Christ for us to do them good. To do them what? I had a friend of mine contact me and say he had some food. Asked me, could I use it to give to the needy? I said, sure. So he come by the house. He dropped off a load of non-perishable items. I came up here last week and dropped them off in a central location, thinking that they may possibly be there for quite some time. I dropped off about 6 cases of food. I came up here to the church, and just an hour had passed. I went back by that location where I dropped off that food. And all those cases that we had dropped off, only one was left. This morning, I made a point to go by that place before coming to church. And there's none. And I thought about that as I was pouring over this passage of Scripture last week, where the Bible says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thy hand to do it, when God has blessed you and gave you and gave me the power to act, praise God, let us do. Well, it won't do any good. Well, I tell you today, dear friends, nothing that you do on behalf of the will of God will ever return void. God has a place and God has a divine purpose for everyone to act. That's why that Paul said in the book of Galatians, in Galatians chapter 6, in verse number 10, Paul writes, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith. Paul said to do good to one and to all, and especially those who are faithful to God. You say, what do you mean by that? There is many that have fallen by the wayside that you sat with time and time again in the house of God, and Satan is having a field day in their lives. I tell you, friends, an encouraging word, a call, a text, just reaching out will do a world of good. You say, well, how do you know that? I know that because there have been times in my life when I've needed and God used some old saint of God to provide. When it is within our power, dear friends, it's God's will that we act. When it is within our means to do. It is God's will that we do. That's why the Bible says to be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. There's a lot of hearers. There's a lot that wants to be faith. But there's very few feeders. God had a desire for us to be instant in season and out of season. You say, Brother Lear, what can we do? Surrender to the will of God, and He will use you mightily. Just as the 12 were used in the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 10 and 11. God has a desire to work tirelessly in your life and in my life. Am I doing all I can? No, dear friends, I feel that I come short of the glory of God. But when I look around the house of prayer at this time of COVID-sensitive society, and I see how that so many are falling by the wayside as we speak. So many are forsaking the assembly of the saints for online streaming services when they are able to come to the house of God. You say, well, Brother Lynn, do you brow with them? No, I pray for them. I want to hug their neck if they'll let me. I want to shake their hands. I want them to know that there is something special in serving God. I want them to know the word tells us to withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. I tell you, friends, if there's a saint of God that you've not seen in a while, don't wonder about them. Reach out to them. World's in a mess, is it not? Turn your television on, whether you're watching CNN or Fox News or Newsmax or MSNBC, no matter what you turn it on, the world's in a mess. People say, well, why don't God just do something about it? Dear friends, He did. Say, well, where do I start? I start with my old brother. Not where he needs to be. Not doing what he should be. Because you see, dear friends, I believe without a shadow of doubt that there's strength in numbers. But you see, Jesus sent out the 12. Then you follow that very closely in what he did, he sent out the 6. And I thought about that when I began to pour over the Word of God, and I thought about how that the Holy Spirit, how that it moves, how that it churns, and how that it stirs the heart, the mind, and the soul. And the Lord led us there to Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 6, you will find there that the seraphims use the implements of the coal amber to purge and to purify. Oh, Isaiah, how that the Lord blessed him in a tremendous way and changed his perspective. For the Bible says, as the cleansing fire had came upon Isaiah, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 6, in verse number 8, the word says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. God wants us all to be used. God wants us all to be a blessing to others. What can we do? Dear friends, the possibilities are endless.
It might be an encouraging card. It might be a text. It may be a call. It may be a drop off at a food pantry. It may just be an encouraging word. But God has called and commissioned all of us to do something. I thought about that little girl this morning. She ain't been saved all that long. She's not. Young in Christ. But when God stirred her heart and God began to move her, she was compelled to do it. You say, what? She was frightened. Yes, I'm frightened right now. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, a lot of times these things ain't very eloquent. No, they're not. But you know something today, dear friend, I better hear an old saint of God singing from the heart than hearing a tabernacle choir that has been so eloquently produced.
Amen.
Yeah. Why? Because it's real. It's that cup of cold water in the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
It makes all the difference.
Yeah.
It's the willingness to do. The willingness to go. The willingness to act on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ. That makes a difference. You know what's going to change this world? You know what's going to change our families? You know what's going to change our society? The child of God. The child of God. For if we don't act, the world. And when I look here at the Word of God and I think about Solomon penning this verse, as we said, 10 centuries before the very birth of Christ, he said, withhold not good from them to whom it is due. Those that are deserving, when it is in the power of thy hand to do. I can't do everything. But praise be to God, filled by the infinite wisdom and the might and the power of the Almighty Lord, I can do something. You say, well, I can do this thing. Well, the Bible teaches us about the old widow with two mites in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 12. When she came in to the treasury, you read Mark chapter 12, verses 40 through 44. You read that Jesus and his disciples learned the treasury and the rich was given him much. Here comes this little old widow in with two mites, which is the equivalent of a farthing, which is, in today's standard, about a fourth of a cent. She throwed in a fourth of a penny into one of those 13 trumpet-shaped boxes that was there in the temple that day. And Jesus looked at his disciples and said, she gave in the most. She gave in the most! And they thought, oh, Lord, what are you talking about? How could she have gave him the most? Where they had brought in much, it went abundance, the rich and the aristocratic. Jesus said that she gave him the most because she gave him her wallet. She gave up from her heart. Dear friends, if we give up from our heart, and we give by way of our heart, God will use it mightily in the world that is around us. I thought when I was pouring over these passages, and I thought about what can we do? Dear friends, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that this little church here at Pine Hill can shake this world to its very core. It's willing to act on behalf of Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. Let's stand. You might say, Brother Lynn, I ain't been doing nothing. Well, dear friends, that can change today. You might say, well, Brother Lynn, I have a desire to make a difference. Dear friend, if you have a desire to make a difference, our Lord will make you a way. because we know them by the word of God that he is the way. Don't think that what we do is insignificant. But know that what we do through and by him is impact. And if there was ever a day and a time when this world needs to see impacting faith, it's today. A few weeks ago, I was in a public place. A gentleman was there. He said, "Preacher, can I ask you a question?" I said, "You most certainly can." Which I thought it was going to be something doctrinal or theological or something to do with salvation. That was my initial reaction when he asked me. He had a little smile on his face, and he said it in a sort of a half-joking way. I want to suppose. But he said, "Do you think you could hold your congregation just a little bit longer on Sunday?" I said, "Why is that?" He said, "I just can't get in the restaurant on Sunday for our own church." He said, "You can't go out and eat on Sunday for all those church people." He said, "Every restaurant." He said, "Do you think you could hold yours just a bit longer? And me and my family could get that." I thought about it. Now, he said that in a joking way, but it was deep-rooted in seriousness. That's our world. That's our world. And the only thing that's going to change it in our world is us. I said, "Well, I don't know much about that." But I said, "I know that the Methodists, I always try to beat the Baptists." But I don't think he was either one. What can we do? Friends, we can do a lot. We can do a lot. Let us be willing to do a lot. Because you see, what blesses my heart when we look at this passage from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27, is that God has given us the power to do it. He's given us the power to make it happen. If you're here today and you need to come, for whatever reason that it may be, don't let this opportunity pass you by without doing what it is that God would have you do as they pray.